there's a separation between us and the curse, but that wall of blessing is a wall of faith. The foundation to it is the Word of God. And when you get in faith, the blessing manifests. You get in fear and you tear it down.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are teaching on the blessing of Abraham. You'll learn about the promises God made to all who will act on His Word and how to carry them out by faith.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Let's pray today for special insight. I remember years and years ago, my spiritual father, Oral Roberts, said this to me. He said, the most valuable thing is to have supernatural ideas, insights,
yes,
and concepts. Yep, he called it ICY. Ideas, insights, and concepts. Now, he said something else to me that just... It just sunk into my spirit, and it's been there all of these 40 plus years since he said it to me. He said, Kenneth, there's always in every situation a key issue, and it is never on the surface plainly seen. You'll have to pray, and you'll have to pray in the Spirit, and you'll have to pray in faith, and you'll have to seek God in His Word for the key issue to the situation. And when you see it, you'll find out what the devil has done and is doing that is holding his mess together, the test, temptation, trial, trouble, whatever it is. What he's talking about here is the devil will work to do his very best to get. He's a deceiver. He hides things. And if he can find a way through the fence, if he can find a way under the fence, if he can get wormed in there, if you let him in, if you didn't know it, it's better for him if you didn't know what was happening. But God will show it to you. Jesus said, nothing is hidden but what will be revealed. Amen. In the fourth chapter of the book of Mark. And he was teaching and training on the five things that Satan uses to choke the word in someone's life. Well, you find that key issue, and I'm telling you what, it's over.
You can shut the door.
Yeah, and I remember the first time the children were little, and I was struggling with this, and I knew that unbelief was in the way here. With one of the children was sick, and I was getting a little results, and then he'd go back. A little results, and then he'd go back. And I thought, what am I doing here to hold this thing up? How's the devil got his foot in the door? He don't belong here. And so I began to pray about it in the Spirit, and the Lord showed me that fear, whether I knew it or not, fear, I was acting on it. And in doing so, I became subject to that bondage. Now, let's go over here again to the third chapter of the book of Galatians. I want something to really sink in on you here today. Remember we said yesterday, the spirit of fear connects to the spirit of fear, and faith connects to the spirit of faith. So, Satan is just doing his best to get into your life and tear you up and get you to do what he wants done. He can't do it on
his own. He's looking for a place.
He's looking for a place. And God is looking for a place.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost is looking for a place to manifest himself.
We're in the middle.
And we're in the middle of this thing.
We get to choose.
That's our choice. Now, I want you to notice in Galatians 3, verse 9, so then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Abraham's faith activated the blessing of Abraham. Now, he's the father of our faith, and what does the word say about him? He called things that be not as though they were. In other words, he's not moved by what he saw or what he felt. He's moved by what God said. He believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. So he spoke what God said, what God promised, and when he finally got over on that, it connected him to that blessing. And the difference between him and everything that was going on around him was huge.
Really, between him and the whole world.
Yeah. The blessing field was around him.
Didn't take anybody else.
That's right.
Except God.
That's right. Let's go back over there to Job. We were in there yesterday. Oh, there's been so much junk talked about. Yes, I'm just like poor old Job. No, you're not. If you'd like poor old Job, you wouldn't be crying and bawling and squalling. You'd be twice as rich as you ever were. But I'm poor as Job's turkey. If Job had turkeys, they wouldn't have been poor. That's just stuff the devil's put in your mouth through the world to confuse your spirit and keep you bound up over there by religion. Now then, notice the sin in the book of Job that the devil was after. He had charged God, and he was after it with Job. He said, if you put your hand on him and break what he has. Now, what was Job's big problem here? That hedge, the wall, the separation around him. He couldn't get through it.
The devil couldn't
get through it. He told God, he said, if you'll put your hand against him, he'll curse you to your face. Does Job fear you for nothing? Have you not blessed him and there's a wall around him and all that he has? It's the same wall of separation between the land of Goshen and Egypt.
That's right.
When all those curses hit. Now,
the power of
before
God.
We go there in Job, the Lord reminded me of something. Let's go back over here to the book of Galatians, and we'll see something here that is so, this is a key issue, Gloria. This is vital information, concept, insight, and idea.
Okay, I got it.
Now, Galatians chapter 3, the 13th verse. Now, remember here, then that which are of faith are blessed. Say that. They which are of faith are blessed. I am of faith, I'm blessed.
Amen.
It's that simple. Now then, look in the 13th verse. Christ hath redeemed or separated us or set a wall between us and the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Why? Mm. So that the blessing of Abraham might come on. Might come on. I want you to really lock into that phrase. Okay. The blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ. Now, if you go over there to the 29th verse, don't turn it, we'll just say it right quick. And if you're in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise? Now, with that, might come on, say it, might come on. The blessing of Abraham might come on. Now, let's go, what's your place there in the book of Job? Because we've got to come back there. And let's back up here to the book of Deuteronomy. And where we find the blessing of Abraham and the curse of the law, which is the law of sin and death. The 8th chapter of Romans says that Christ has made me free. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death, or the curse of the law. Now notice, he said in the 28th chapter, verse 1, it shall come to pass, if you will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord. How?
Diligently. Takes effort.
Yeah, you have to stay with this. You have to be determined to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. To observe and to do His commandment. Do what He said do. Say what He says to say. Act like He says to act. Which I command thee this day, the Lord thy God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. You can live in a place separated from the earth's nations and the Babylonian system and their economy. I don't care what ism it is, communism, socialism, capitalism, it don't make any what ism it is. You're in God's economy. Which, what is God's economy? What is the closest manifestation we've ever seen in the earth to God's economy? Is free enterprise. Not just capitalism.
Or socialism.
That's what people made out of it. But free enterprise, according to the Word, works. Now, I want you to see this.
If a man doesn't work, what happens to him?
Huh? He don't eat.
That's right.
Now, all these blessings shall come on you. What? Wait a minute, Jesus. What
all
did you say over here a while ago? So that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile. What did he say? All these blessings will come on you and overtake you. That's what made Job rich. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. These man-made systems out here are full of sorrow. I mean, they...
Never enough.
They don't ever have enough. And instead of seeking God, who's more than enough, they're seeking a broken system, a broken world. And they keep trying to build that up and keep building. What's wrong with it, Gloria? What is wrong with the economy of the United States right now? This economy, free enterprise is always based on increase. And as long as the United States was involved in free enterprise, it increased all the time. Now, if you got an ism, there is no increase without God. God giveth the increase. The Word says one man planted, another man watered, but God gives the increase. Well, if you're not doing what God said, and you're not doing what, and you're not saying what God said say, and you're not following what He has commanded to do, then what happens? The curse comes on you and overtakes you.
That's right.
So then you put your ism into action and try to fix it, and you create more curse.
You know, we really weren't bad people when we were under a curse.
No,
I mean, we were
we
were trying to do what was right and all that, but we didn't have any faith and we didn't know what belonged to us.
No, we weren't bad people. We were ignorant people.
Ignorant people, that's right.
And so we were just going along in that curse. We didn't have anything. We were sick like everybody else was sick. We didn't know anything. But when I found out, you and I found out, almost instantly, I heard it, the first tape I ever heard from Brother Kenneth Hagin, and he was teaching on what I'd been seeing Oral Roberts do, because I was working with him, I was involved in the meetings and so forth, and I saw him use his faith on purpose. Just like you pick up that pen as a tool and you write specific things with it, and he would say to me, don't touch them till you're ready, release your faith. And so forth and so on. Well, then, from Brother Hagin, we heard the scripture background to that. And we put the two together. And I saw from the very scripture that I read to you today that I was the seed of Abraham and that there was a way to get that blessing to come on us. And I went over there and checked out Abraham and his blessing. And I come running in there to Gloria. I said, Gloria, let me tell you something. I said, we're not poor folk, we're rich. We're rich now.
Said, we are.
Well, something like that. But no, you didn't. You further along that. You said, what? And I read it again. I said, the blessing of Abraham is ours. And we're rich now. It's just a matter of time for the blessing to produce what we need. And it did it in 11 months. We were out of, we'd been trying to get out of debt for 5 years, and we just got deeper all the time. We were out in 11 months, and we've never been back in debt since.
We shut the door on it.
We shut the door on it, and the blessing came on us. And we found out from the scripture, we redeemed from the curse. There's a separation between us and the curse, but that wall of blessing is a wall of faith. The foundation to it is the Word of God. And when you get in faith, the blessing manifests. You get in fear and you tear it down. Now, this wall was around Job. And those blessings had come on him, and he was operating in it, and Satan charged God with it. Now, actually, what happened here? Something's going on between Satan and God. God asked Satan, he said, where have you been? He said, I've been walking to and fro in the earth. Well, we know what he does there. He's seeking whom he may destroy. Yeah. Well, who does he want to destroy? Everybody he can.
He wants power.
And God said, have you considered my servant Job? Well, yes, he had, but he'd been totally unsuccessful with him. Now, where's the battle here? Was God trying to teach Job something? No. What was God going to release the devil on Job? No. What happened here? There was Satan challenged the blessing. He bucked it. He came up against it with God. He said to God, you put your hand on him, he'll curse you to your face. That was the sin that Satan was after. He had seen enough to know, if this man will... Now listen to the words now. Open your ears. He will curse. I can't get the curse on him if he won't curse.
He won't say it.
I'm just going to let that soak in on you a little bit.
I got it.
That's the reason the favorite word in most cultures today is damn. Are you finally getting some insight into it? Said he'll curse you to your face. If I can get him to curse the source of the blessing,
yeah, that's right.
Then it'll break and I can break through. He said, you've made a hedge about him and about his house and about all he has on every side. Mm-hmm. He's totally protected. He's rich. But you put forth your hand against his substance, and he'll curse you to your face. Now, God didn't turn him over. No. God had more faith in Job than you do, than you have faith in God. He said, no, I'm not going to put my hand against him. I'm the one that blessed him, and you can't curse what's blessed unless he'll curse himself. But he said, you see, Job had already gotten into fear. He'd already gotten out of faith, and there wasn't anything God could do for him. And he said, behold, or look, he is in your power, but don't you touch his life. Now, Job hadn't turned loose of his life. He got that idea of cursing God into his wife's mind. He got it into the minds of his children. He got it into Job. And Job said, oh, my God, my children are going to curse God and die. And he got afraid of it. He got afraid of cursing God. He got afraid of cursing God. Acting in fear will cause you to do the very thing
you
fear.
That's right. That's so true.
It'll connect you to him, and he'll push you into it. So there is a wall of separation between your finances and the world's. But as long as you're afraid, of not having enough, as long as you're, well, you know, I pray and God hadn't done anything, I guess I'm going to have to get two jobs. Why? Well, you know, Brother Copeland, I'm afraid I'm going to lose one. And I'm saying, yeah, you're right. What you're actually doing there is cursing God, and you don't even know it. Because you are confessing the curse. You are afraid of the curse. So the fear connects you to the curse and made you subject to its bondage. Well, what did Job do then? What caused all this problem? His wife said, "You still retain your integrity? Curse God and die." She already had. So he's got big trouble in his house.
He's not getting much help at all.
No, and she had already, she's the one mainly. Job was the source, but she cursed God. Now, let me tell you what's going on here. She cursed God, and she's the one that opened the door that got her own children killed.
Mama.
Can you see that?
Yeah, I never had thought about it.
She's the one that did it. Job didn't do it. He was afraid of it. But he just kept on hanging on to God. He said, "No, I'm not going to curse God for any reason. I don't care if he'd kill me. I'm not going to curse him." Well, by doing that, making that decision, God was able to lead him and lead him and lead him and get the truth to him, and the truth made him free, and he doubled everything he had. Praise God. So, the point of this is, Job said, finally, "The thing which I greatly feared has done what? Come upon me."
Greatly feared.
Diligently obey God, and what happens? The blessing comes upon you. Now, what did he say about the curse? If you don't hearken to God and say what he says and think what he says, thinks and act like he acts, these curses shall come upon you. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law being made a curse for us, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Huh? Come on. You see it?
Yeah.
It'll come on you. It'll take over your situation, and you'll be subject to it. But you can break it. You can stand on God's word. You can speak the word of faith and speak to that curse and say, "Amen. No, 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 no. My needs are met according to his riches in glory. And
Hallelujah.
The blessing of the Lord makes me rich."
Yes.
"And I'll walk through this thing blessed of God. And you're not going to be able to bring that curse on me."
Amen.
And we're out of
here. Hallelujah.
Glory, and I'll be back in just a moment.
Success, thrive, grow, increase, to prosper. Are you ready for a complete financial breakthrough? The key to being a part of God's financial system is to do your part. Step out in faith and receive what God has for you. It's our prayer that you experience true prosperity like never before, spirit, soul, and body. To accomplish this, we've created one of the most in-depth Bible-based resources Kenneth Copeland Ministries has ever made available on this subject. Introducing Lifeline's newest title, Your 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Complete Financial Breakthrough. Be prepared to fully engage with all the materials. Write in your workbook, speak the scriptures, pray the prayers, watch the videos, listen to the music, and take time to really absorb the teachings. Take a step of faith towards your financial breakthrough today. Order your copy of Your 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Complete Financial Breakthrough by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, now available for just $15. For faster processing, order online at kcm.org. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. This new product is a lifeline practical tool for your everyday needs. Order yours today.
Now, what was the source of that protection? Pharaoh said to Moses, you go sacrifice to your God and stop this. So Moses would put forth a sacrifice in faith, and it stopped. Now, what did Job do? Job made the same sacrifice continually, over and over and over and over. He killed a bunch of animals, but that's all he did because he did it in fear. Mm-hmm. But when he made one in faith, it broke his captivity. I mean, it changed everything, and the blessing wall went back into operation. Satan was defeated, and he got twice as big as he'd ever been to. I know good and well to Satan's chagrin. He wished to God he'd left him alone then. Now, why did Jesus come and go to the cross? So that his blood is ever in heaven, his blood activated. He's the last sacrifice that had to be done.
Amen.
And if you will accept him as your Lord and your Savior, I want you to know that wall of separation is released and comes on you. And then you're going to have to walk in the Word and keep it there. Mm-hmm. Now, if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, listen to me. If you will confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, that's the sacrifice. God has accepted his blood, his death, instead of you having
to
die.
Once and for all.
Yeah. Amen. Then, with the heart, man believes to righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So pray this right now. Pray it out loud with your mouth. Oh God in heaven.
Oh God in heaven.
I believe with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
His blood was the sacrifice for me.
His blood was the sacrifice for me.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
I repent of sin.
I repent of sin.
I renounce the past.
I renounce the past.
And from this moment forward.
And from this moment forward.
You're my Lord and Savior.
You are my Lord and
I'm
Savior.
I'm a Christian.
I'm a Christian.
I don't care who knows it.
And I don't care who knows
and
it.
And I'm blessed.
And I'm blessed.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
If you prayed that
Hallelujah.
With Gloria and me, use the information on your screen. I'll send you these five little books, free and postpaid, to help you get started reading and studying
Praise
and being
God.
Blessed
now,
from the Word of God.
There's a wall, hallelujah, between you
Amen.
And the curse.
See you tomorrow. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They've put together a 5-book package to help you get started learning your Bible and understanding who you are in Christ Jesus. For faster processing, order your salvation package through our website at kcm.org. Take hold of the promises of God and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you on the next Believer's Voice of Victory. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Poverty is not a function of government. Poverty, you can throw money at poverty and waste all your money and people die broke. Why? It's a spiritual thing. Poverty is under the curse.